It's 11:15, and Mabel Louise Stewart joins us now. Hello.
Oh, good morning. It's a good morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
To be able to get up and the nice rain outside and the promise of sunshine this afternoon. Who can beat that? April showers bring May flowers. And you know what? When I turn around in my office chair and look out the window, it's right beside me, I can see green grass. That's right. And that's a sign, a good sign of spring. So I hope you're having a good day in spite of all of your circumstances. Let me just say, look up. Jesus loves you. And isn't it exciting? It's Easter celebration week. Isn't it interesting that it's happening right now in the midst of all the coronavirus? You think the Lord planned it? I do. I think we're in the midst of this to remind us Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. He's still in control. And hopefully Easter has come as a reminder that the Lord loves you and he's still in charge. And the trials that we're experiencing right now, it should remind us that we have such a great God and he is over all. Oh, how he loves us, and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And I hope that those of you who are housebound will take the extra time you have to read the Bible and pray. Especially take time to have devotions with your children and read the story of the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord. Yes, they need to know the beautiful story and take it with them all of their lives. Well, today I have selected what I think is one of the beautiful stories that comes from the crucifixion, and that is the story of the thief on the cross. How precious that in the midst of all the suffering that Jesus was enduring, and those two thieves, the Lord saved the soul of one of those men. And isn't it a good reminder today that if you ask Jesus to save you under any and all circumstances, he will do it. And how good also to know that in the midst of this terrible virus and so many deaths, that we can fully depend upon the Lord. Yes, it's good news in the midst of bad news. So today, I want to take you to the scriptures of the thief on the cross. Just a few verses. Let me read from the King James. I have my Bible open, and I'm reading chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. Just a few. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on Jesus, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." Isn't it interesting that this thief knew Jesus' name? But the other answered, rebuking him, saying, "Don't you fear God, seeing you are in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." And then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." After reading the portions of Scripture found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you can see that only Luke gave these details that I just read to you of the one thief accepting Christ as the King of the Kingdom and the Savior. You see, Luke was a physician, a doctor, the Scriptures call him. And Luke gave details in his writings, ordinarily, in his reports and writing. And so it would be natural for him to be conscious of every detail. Good doctors are very careful, and they need to take notes as they review the patient's problem. So in light of this, we can know that at first, as the three who were being crucified, they were railing from the lips of the two thieves. Matthew states, the people cried out, those that were surrounding, he saved others, let him save himself. And they also said, he trusted in God, let him deliver him now. Then the two thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. How beautiful to realize Jesus said nothing, for he was doing his Father's will, so he answered nothing. As a result of Jesus' attitude and Jesus' action, the one thief realized that he truly was the Son of God, which he claimed to be. And the railers had accused him of boasting about it. So as the thief watched Jesus slowly die, then he realized who Jesus was and is. He asked the Lord to remember him when he came to the kingdom. And Jesus said, today thou wilt be with me in paradise. Let me remind you that Jesus knew the thoughts of that precious thief, and he wanted him to be with him in the kingdom. Yes, he did. So let me give you some things that I thought about as I read this portion of Scripture and prepared the message for myself and for you. Truly, each one of us have come to Jesus the same way as that cross. That is, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we have to repent and we have to know who Jesus is, meaning very God, who died on the cross for your sins and mine. In the story that I read you, the thief realized that he was a sinner. And he said, we indeed justly, for we have received the due reward of our deeds. And then he asked Jesus to save him, which, by the way, every one of us must do. Because the Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for we must. We think of that word, must, trust him to be saved. For there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And another lesson we can learn is we can see Jesus said that today thou shalt be with me in paradise. We can know that the spirit does not die, but our spirit, when we do die, ascends to heaven to be with Jesus. I don't know about you, but that makes me so excited. And I just want to say, praise the Lord. And then the thief on the cross was the first convert after the death of Jesus. And how Jesus loved the down-and-outers. He loved that thief. Yes, he did. For the disciples and the people who followed him, did not have full knowledge of the truth, that he was very God, and that he must die for our sins and the sins of the whole world. The thief realized that Jesus was truly king with a kingdom, and he wanted to be with him and go to heaven. And he truly believed that Christ could save him. Do you? Remember this. There was no baptism. Nope. There was no time for it. There was no membership in the church. There was no ritualism. There were no laws. Simply like a little child, the thief accepted Christ. I'm reminded of Titus 3:5 from the scriptures. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us. Yes, that thief had no time to do anything but look to Jesus. And then the thief realized that he deserved to die. That's why he needed to repent. And the scripture makes it so clear that there are none righteous, no, not one. We all have to come to Jesus with a repentant heart. And then Jesus could have said, I'm too busy, I'm dying. Don't ask me that question right now. I don't have time. Not our Lord. He answered in all of his hurting and all of his suffering. And it said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Imagine with all of the weight of all of our sins, he was still forgiving. Still loving, still caring. Unbelievable. What a wonderful Savior we love. And then remember, too, our sins, your sins and my sins, nailed Jesus to the cross. It was not fair, of course. The thief realized that he said, I deserve to die. But Jesus, with his love and compassion, said, come. Isn't that a wonderful truth for the rest of us who are sinners, as it states in the scriptures? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, we each one need to take time to ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins and ask him to come into our hearts. He'll do it just like he did the thief on the cross. The story and the example found over in Matthew 20 is an example of teaching us that deathbed converts are truly saved. If you recall that the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, that the owner paid the workers the same, even though the latecomers only worked a short time. Thank God that forgiveness is ready and able for all of us who ask him, and there is no time limit. Really, folks, the truth of this message is that it is never, never, never too late to ask for forgiveness and to trust Jesus as Lord and Savior. Let me tell you a personal experience in my own life. Our church received a telephone call that a person was dying and wanted someone to come and minister to them. At that time, we were without a pastor. And there were no elders that were available. So they called and asked me if I would go and deal with this person. The call came from someone who was living only 3 miles from me. So I right away called my son Greg, and the two of us went to minister to this dear man who was dying of cancer. The family were very concerned about this man's spiritual life and where he could spend eternity. And in fact, the man had cried out even to his children and said, "I'm afraid to die." So Greg and I went through the scriptures with him, and this dear one accepted Christ. And because of this portion of scripture, I can feel sure that this dear man is in paradise or in heaven with Jesus. For he did the same thing as the thief on the cross. He confessed his sin and asked Jesus to come into his heart. Thank the Lord for his dear children who were so concerned about his destiny, and they were willing to call the church for help. You can call WWIB anytime you want, and they will share the scriptures with you. And even better, go by the station. If you want Jesus in your heart today, go by the radio station and allow them to go through the scriptures with you as you do. So let me close by asking this question. Where will you spend eternity? Oh, please, I beg you, don't wait until just before death. Do it today so you can enjoy the fellowship here on earth and you can share the good news with someone else. I pray that you will take seriously, in the midst of all the circumstances of today, that you will think, where am I going to spend eternity? It's been so good to be with you, and I leave you with a prayer. Oh, Jesus, please speak to hearts. Have them realize, like the thief on the cross, their need of Jesus. And I ask these favors in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. And amen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Mabel Louise.